I'm sitting on the edge of my silt trench, and conditions are rather unfavorable for writing letters, as artillery are firing overhead and the noise is a bit disrupting. Regarding the landing, our ship hit a mine a short distance offshore and almost sunk, but fortunately I was able to get my Jeep into the water and get ashore complete, although a bit delayed. We have been bombed, mortared, shelled, and sniped at, but my luck is in order and I'm in the best of health. At present, I'm living in a small German pup tent that I acquired on the second day ashore. The Canadians have done a swell job in smashing the West Wall, and you can now realize what our training has been like for the past year, since we were the first troops ashore. Mail is beginning to come in regularly now, and I received 300 cigarettes from George Drew today, just in time as my driver has been smoking mine since D-Day. I'm still hoping to get a bath and take off my clothes for the first time in 17 days soon. The Canadian foot slugger is the best trained soldier here and has proved it by his actions, although it was, for most of them, their first taste of action. So then Jack was injured on August 10th afterwards while his regiment was to take a town. According to his brother Ron, a flight lieutenant with the RCAF, they ran into machine gun fire. Jack's platoon was the only one to penetrate into the town, so he must have been right in the thick of it. The Padre said Jack was all right and that the wounds he had were very clean ones. He was hit in the legs, but I was assured that he would not be maimed in any way, so I guess we could not ask for much more, could we?